Every Saturday night, people see a glimmer of what Mackenzie Park could be. Quote, when we host an event in the park, such as Movies in the Park, people arrive an hour early, said Kara Rigby, the head of the Downtown Business Alliance. They ride bikes to the park with picnic baskets, blankets, and frisbees. They bring cornhole and footballs. But when the movie screen comes down and the work week begins, the park reverts to its less than desirable everyday status as, quote, a breeding ground for criminal activity, said Commissioner Jenna Halagus, citing reports of assault, drug use, nudity, public defecation, and prostitution.
The truth is, this has been a problem in downtown Panama City for decades. Everybody keeps, you know, trying to come up with solutions that aren't working. So I don't know what the exact answer is. All I know is that whatever the city's been doing before is not working. It's not protecting our businesses downtown. It's not protecting the residents downtown. And we're just going to have to be forceful and not give up until we get a change. And I like to say, save Mackenzie Park.
At Tuesday's meeting, the Panama City Commission gave the go-ahead for a group of private citizens to start drafting some plans and organizing fundraising efforts for transforming the park, and instructed staff to start drafting some new ordinances to better protect the resource. They tossed out an idea to temporarily close the park for 60 to 90 days, fearing it would shift the problem to other neighborhoods.
Clean them up, close them up, tell them what they're supposed to do. One thing I don't want, transform it to the Glenwood community. We have our own, always have our own. We don't need no more. We need to clean up what we got all over this city, not just that one spot. But I'm all for it and everything, but make sure if you got somewhere else for them to go, do not send them to St. Andrews, do not send them to Millville, do not send them to Glenwood. We don't need them.
That was Commissioner Ken Brown. But at the end of the day, all the commissioners agreed, we just want to make sure the people are safe, said Mayor Greg Bernicke. The proposed ordinance would mimic one already in place in Panama City Beach and would allow the city to trespass the repeat offenders who caused the majority of the problems from the park, according to Police Chief Scott Irvin. Whether the current conversation is driven by heightened awareness or increased activity, Irvin couldn't say for sure. He did say that the criminal activity at the park has an ebb and flow like anything else. A tool that would allow them to target repeat offenders would be helpful, he said. Quote, repeat offenders is what we see, and that's probably the biggest concern of the downtown business owners, he said. We arrest them, they go to court on some minor municipal ordinance offense, they are back out. Any tool we could have that would prevent them from being there would help. But Halagus said her research indicated just policing their way out of this would be expensive, and other communities have solved issues by turning passive parks, areas without playgrounds and other activities, into active parks. That's the end goal for me, she said. Urban planner Tim Whaler is one of the private citizens who has taken an interest in the park and agrees with Halagus. Quote, adding amenities would be positive, he said. Anything they can do to try to change how people view it and boost its relevance in the fabric of downtown would be positive. A number of ideas to change the park have been discussed, such as adding a wooden playground by the Mackenzie House, a small splash pad, having lunchtime concerts and food trucks, bocce ball courts, and even adding a skate spot. Quote, we want to add amenities to the park that will bring families to the park even when there isn't an event going on, said Rigby. When the park is full of families, we will see a glimmer of its fullest potential, and we just want to have a small part in seeing that met. The group has already had an architect draw up some plans and have been meeting with possible donors. They plan to host fundraisers as well. They hope to bring a proposal to the commission soon. The commission has promised to look over the proposals to see what can be done. Here's Commissioner Jenna Halagus to close it out.
The citizens, they need us. The businesses need us. They can't do it without us, and we can't do it without them. We already have a group of people that are doing movies, and